Scroll down to read this ebook using the down arrow key or the mouse. 67,782 words on a critical and creative view of psychology and related concepts. Website created in August 2008 by David L. Darity. Phone 212-581-3740. Email is rundavid@verizon.net. Scroll down to read this ebook using the down arrow key or the mouse. Read all the instructions first how to use this ebook. This book contains sound recordings of the text. This ebook contains narrations of the text, which is recorded in audio files. If you want to listen to the sound recordings, left-click on the hyperlinks that appear on the beginning of each chapter. The following is an example of one of these hyperlinks. Left-click on these words to hear a sound file of the following. Click on only one link at a time. Note, in some cases, it can take 1 or 2 minutes for the sound files to download, after you click on the hyperlink. Incidentally, the sound recordings were produced with text-to-speech software, but the voice you hear sounds like a professional announcer. However, you might occasionally hear a slight pronunciation error. Instructions on how to open footnotes. To read the footnotes in this book, left-click on the numbers that appear in the sentences with footnotes. To return to the main text after reading a footnote, see the instructions below. Instructions on how to return to the main text after reading a footnote or viewing another website. To return to the main text of this book, after reading a footnote or viewing another website, click on the left arrow on the upper left portion of your screen, one or more times, until you are back to the book's main text. Clicking on the left arrow can also return you to the table of contents from various sections of the book. The best way to use this ebook is with internet searches. The ideal way to use this ebook is to read the topics of your choice and then do an internet search with Google or Yahoo to determine the latest expert opinions about the topics. If you want to access information from the scientific journals, do your searches with Google Scholar. To access the three search engines mentioned above, click on the following hyperlinks. www.google.com, search.yahoo.com, scholar.google.com. Sophisticated internet searches. If you want to carry out sophisticated searches for websites and internet videos on psychology, the following web link will be very helpful for you. When you left click on this web link, it will take you to one of my websites that contains a number of unique search strategies, many conventional and specialized search engines, directories, and search pages, including internet videos for the psychological sciences. www.techfortext.com web link. About the book, some of the material in this ebook is in a rough draft format, and portions are study notes that I created for college studies. This material was modified and converted into a website in August 2008. The original material was written for a course in psychology. The questions used at the beginning of the chapters 1 to 25 are a modified version of the questions that the professor of the course provided. Chapter 15, a two-stage model of role development, was written for a writing course. This paper was slightly modified so it would fit into the context of this book. Chapter 24, an interpretation of the myth of mental illness and my view of the problem, was written for a course on social problems. This paper also was slightly modified so it would fit into the context of this book. The table of contents consists of a series of hyperlinks. The following table of contents consists of a series of hyperlinks, and it serves as a good outline of this book. Left-click with the mouse on the link to go to the section of the book you are interested in reading. Table of contents. Read all the instructions first how to use this ebook. To this book contains sound recordings of the text. 2. Instructions on how to open footnotes. 4. Instructions on how to return to the main text after reading a footnote or viewing another website. 4. The best way to use this ebook is with internet searches. 5. Sophisticated internet searches. 7. About the book. 7. The table of contents consists of a series of hyperlinks. 8. Introduction. 20. Introductory note. 20. The perspective of this book. 22. Chapter 1. Is psychology a science? Is it one science or many sciences? Should psychology be a science in all situations? Is psychology a science? 38. Psychology is a science by definition. A discipline that incorporates scientific methods of experimentation and observation. 38. Is psychology one science or many sciences? 67. Should psychology be a science in all situations? 69. Chapter 2. The parts of the brain that are most important for the following human functions are discussed in this article. Vision, speech expressive and receptive, locomotion, sensation, thinking, hunger and thirst, sexual arousal and behavior, sleep and waking, the emotions joy, rage, etc. 75 occipital cortex, 75 Broca's area, 80 Wernicke's area, 83 motor projection area, 84 general sensory area, also called the somatostatic area, 87 cerebral cortex, 90 hypothalamus, and its supraoptic nucleus and ventromedial nucleus, 92 posterior nucleus of the hypothalamus, 93 reticular formation in the suprachiasmatic nucleus, 94 limbic system, and hypothalamus, 97 chapter 3 can we choose our own motives? 99 chapter 4 how is human learning different from the learning of lower animals? Are there any similarities? How does it compare to chimpanzee learning? What is distinctly human? 114 how is human learning different from the learning of lower animals? 114 are there any similarities between 119 human learning and animal learning? 119 what aspects of learning are distinctly human? 125 chapter 5 are we perceiving the real world? 128 chapter 6 why do we forget things? What would life be like if we never forgot anything? Or if we never remembered anything? 144 I will modify and advance the above model of memory by showing or perhaps postulating that there are many types of memory, which relate to different types of sensory input. 150 why do we forget things? 157 what would life be like if we never forgot anything? 175 what would life be like if we never remembered anything? 183 chapter 7 can we create a computer that is intelligent as a human being? Would it be conscious? 185 can we create a computer that is intelligent as a human being? 185 would it be conscious? 200 chapter 8 what would humans be like without language? 205 chapter 9 what human functions and characteristics seem to you most likely to be biologically determined and hereditary in relation to intelligence? 213 intelligence and related factors. 213 chapter 10 are there any biologically determined factors that relate to human behavior? 267 what are the biological factors that relate to behavior in babies? 273 chapter 11 is sexual orientation biologically determined? 276 chapter 12 are mental disorders biologically determined? Is there a biological cause for mental disorders? 318 chapter 13 are humans basically competitive or cooperative? 324 chapter 14 is the perspective of the sociobiologist, correct? Is Darwinian evolution involved with the formation of human behavior patterns? Or is the evolutionary process involved with human behavior really sociocultural in nature? 374 chapter 15 a two-stage model of role development. 385 definitions and preview. 385 part 1 a two-stage model of role development. 392 introduction. 392 the first stage. Development of a predisposition for a role. 395 second stage, the development of a predisposition into a role. 410 part 2 now this model can be advanced further. 441 more about, the first stage, predispositions. 441 more about, the second stage, role development. 460 chapter 16 Goffman saw much social interaction as impression management. Can you think of any social interactions that do not involve impression management? 485 chapter 17 what are the causes of prejudice? What is the authoritarian personality type? What are its characteristics? Does this phenomenon adequately account for prejudice or are there other explanations? 496 what is the authoritarian personality type? What are its characteristics? 496 chapter 18 is Piaget's theory of cognitive stages correct? 567 1 sensory motor intelligence. 569 2 preoperational period. 579 3 concrete operations. 589 4 formal operations. 592 is Piaget's theory of cognitive stages correct? 593 chapter 19 is Bowlby's claim correct? That is, any disturbance in the attachment of the young child to the primary caregiver will have serious adverse impact on later mental health and social adjustment. What are the implications for social institutions and policies, such as daycare and working mothers? 602 Chapter 20 Are intelligence tests fair? 623 Chapter 21 Are projective tests and personality inventories valid indicator of emotion, motivation, or other personal characteristics? 650 Chapter 22 Freud saw sexuality as a key to understanding human motivation. Are Freud's theories applicable in our modern culture? 680 Part 2 699 Freud saw sexuality as a key to understanding human motivation. 712 Are Freud's theories applicable in our modern culture? 717 Chapter 23 Is the concept of mental illness a useful way of conceptualizing mental disorders and emotional problems? 719 The concept of mental illness, is it useful or deceiving? 720 The terminology mental illness 784 Are some mental and emotional problems better seen as illnesses than others? 786 Chapter 24 An interpretation of the myth of mental illness and my view of the problem. 826 A description of this chapter 827 An interpretation of the myth of mental illness and my view of the problem 830 Part 1 831 My interpretation and view 831-1 Strictly speaking, disease or illness can affect only the body. Hence, there can be no mental illness. 831 Part 2 926 The problem mental illness, myth or reality 926 Chapter 25 Which of the various schools of therapy are the best and which are the worst? Are some therapies appropriate for some problems and not others or does one size kind fit all? 954 What is the best therapy? And what is the worst therapy? There are no precise answers to the first question and the second question will be answered later in this text. The reason there is no precise answer to the first question is as follows. 954 Which types of therapy best fit which problems? 1028 Chapter 26 The concluding statement It is apparent from the previous 25 chapters that psychology needs a scientific approach specifically designed for the human behavior sciences. 1049 Concluding words 1082 Additional information about the book 1086 Introduction Introductory note Note the words chapter, paper and article are used as synonyms in this book. The words he and she, him and her, himself and herself, are also used as synonyms, when the terms apply to a hypothetical person. The book is written with the assumption that the reader already has a background in psychology, but it will most likely be partly understandable to readers that are not knowledgeable in the discipline. Reading a section of a chapter might be confusing, even for a person with a solid background in the subject, because some of the papers contain counter-arguments, original ideas, new terminology or wording used in unusual ways. Thus, to totally comprehend the ideas in each article, it is generally necessary to read them from beginning to the very end. However, each paper is an independent unit and can be easily understood without reading preceding chapters. The perspective of this book. Many of the ideas presented in this book represent the generally accepted views of psychology. However, there are many statements that challenge some of these ideas, and some of the perspectives presented are unique to this volume. The reason for this is as follows. Psychology contains many ideas that were created by great people that were more philosophers than scientists. This resulted in many theories and therapies that are not totally keeping with the realities of the normal and abnormal behaviors of human beings. On the other hand, many individuals tried to take a truly scientific approach to psychology and made the error of following the scientific philosophy and approach of the physicist and chemist, which can result in very limited perspectives of human awareness, motivation, and values. In fact, many of these attempts at being scientific involved studying animals, which certainly do not have the qualities that are associated with being human. Animals do not have human culture, technology, values or the ability to think, understand, and communicate in terms of language. An important point to understand is the approach of the physicist and chemist was created to deal with very simple entities, such as subatomic particles or chemicals. The rules of the hard sciences work well for simple entities that are all identical, such as electrons, neutrons, and protons. These rules do not work when the entities are very complicated and all different, such as with human beings. The simple entities studied by the hard scientists generally do not change, and when they do it is in relatively simple ways that can be precisely measured. Human beings are always changing. A conversation can change a person's views or philosophy in ways that are not predictable, because of the complexity of the human mind. Thus, the rules for the hard sciences work very effectively for the purpose that they were created for. But these rules do not always work very well with the human behavior sciences. When these rules are applied to the study of human behavior and the mind, the results can be a lower level of precision than can be obtained from common sense experience. The scientific rules designed for subatomic particles and chemicals cannot even recognize human feelings. Thus, additional imperfect therapeutic methods and theories of human behavior were created by some of those who were trying to be scientific. However, most of the therapies and theories in psychology are partly correct. They sometimes work, but they often fail also. Thus, this is the reason I challenge some of the ideas and present some alternative perspectives in this book. Hence, the theme that runs through this book is critical but challenging and creative the alternative perspectives. This theme runs through the book from the beginning until the 26th concluding chapter. The first chapter deals with the question, is psychology a science? Chapter 2 deals with the section of psychology that definitely is a science. The parts of the brain that are most important for various psychological processes, such as vision, speech, locomotion, sensation, thinking, hunger, thirst, sexual arousal, sleep, waking, and emotions. The third chapter deals with human motivations from a unique perspective, that is, can we choose our own motives? Chapter 4 contains a comparison of human and animal learning. The fifth chapter answers the question, are we seeing the real world? Chapter 6 deals with the theoretical model of memory and answers some related questions. The seventh chapter discusses the possibility of developing a computer that is as intelligent as a human being. Chapter 8 answers the question, what would human beings be like without language? The ninth chapter deals with the nature-nurture issue of intelligence and related ideas. Chapter 10 answers the question, are there any biological components that relate to behavior? The 11th chapter deals with the question, is sexual orientation biologically determined? Chapter 12 answers the questions, are mental disorders biologically determined? And is there a biological cause for mental disorders? The 13th chapter answers the question, are humans basically competitive or cooperative? Chapter 14 answers the question, is the perspective of the sociobiologist correct? That is Darwinian evolution responsible for the creation of shared behavior patterns in human beings, or is the development of such patterns the result of sociocultural evolution? The 15th chapter contains a discussion of a two-stage model of role development. Chapter 16 discusses Goffman's perspective on impression management and answers related questions. The 17th chapter deals with the problem of prejudice. Chapter 18 discusses Piaget's theory of cognitive stages and the weaknesses in his model. The 19th chapter deals with Bowlby's ideas in relation to separation of children from their primary caregiver. Chapter 20 deals with the question, are intelligence tests fair? The 21st chapter deals with projective tests and personality inventories. This paper focuses on the accuracy of these evaluation methods and suggests possible alternative methods of evaluation. Chapter 22 is a discussion of Freud's ideas and questions the validity of some of his theories. The 23rd chapter answers the question, is the concept of mental illness a useful way of conceptualizing mental disorders and emotional problems? Chapter 24 is a discussion centered around Thomas Shash's book The Myth of Mental Illness. This chapter questions the validity of the concept of illness in relation to mental disorders. The 25th chapter discusses psychotherapy and answers related questions. It becomes apparent from the 25 chapters that what psychology needs is a scientific approach specifically designed for the human behavior sciences. The last chapter, 26 of this book, deals with this idea.